Well, we're opening it up today with our friends from BH Care. Several name changes ago, I got involved with this organization, now probably going on 30 years, around the same amount of time I've been on the radio here in Connecticut. And they have stuck with their constituents, just like we have stuck with them through all of this. BH Care is a certified community behavioral health clinic. They provide a comprehensive and integrated system of care with wraparound services for adults, children, and families struggling with mental health, substance abuse, domestic violence, and other health risk behaviors. So pleased to welcome into the program Melissa Simone, Development Coordinator for the Umbrella Center, and Sarah Magistro, Director of Behavioral Health on the Shoreline. BH Care serves a range of communities here in the Naugatuck Valley, Ansonia, Derby, Oxford, Seymour, and Shelton, as well as all of our shoreline communities from North Haven, North Brantford, up to Madison, Guilford, East Haven, and Brantford. We're going to tell you about a great event they have coming up on June 1st and a little bit about some of their services after we remind you about our friends at History. That's with a T-O-U-R. This is a nonprofit promoting the appreciation and preservation of historic buildings and communities large and small through guided architectural, charter bus, and walking tours. You'll get to see and learn about some of the 20 or 25 historic buildings on each tour, and maybe even get a look inside several of them. You'll learn about historic architecture and the people and stories connected to these buildings. If this sounds like something that you'd like to do, just look them up and sign on at history.org. That's H-I-S-T-O-U-R-Y.org. How much do you know about the community you live in? Or maybe you're interested in relocating to another Connecticut town or city. Either way, Connecticut Town Profiles are the perfect way to learn all the basics about where you live now or want to be in our state. Connecticut Town Profiles is a project of CT Data Collaborative and Advanced CT, formerly the Connecticut Economic Resource Center. Their latest updates to these 169 reports went live this week, and you can also look back at previous profiles that have been generated over the past decade. All you need to do is visit profiles.ctdata.org. All right, now on to our friends Melissa and Sarah from BH Care. First and foremost, we've got the big event for BH Care coming up on June 1st. Who do we get to hear from about the Chance to Shine event? Who's going to tell us about that?
Hi, I'm sure this is Melissa Simone from the Umbrella Center. I do all the development and fundraising, as well as help spearhead this awesome event at Quarry Walk on June 1st called A Chance to Shine. It's our annual event to benefit BH Care's programs. The funds raised will help countless children, adults, and families in our community as they strive to recover from mental illness, substance use, domestic violence, and other health risk behaviors. We also encourage people to join just because this event raises so much awareness about our life-saving programs and celebrate the amazing communities we serve and from the greater New Haven area, from the shoreline, as you spoke, to the valley. At 10 o'clock, we do a walk to remember in honor of Laurie Jackson, who tragically lost her life due to domestic violence. We encourage everyone to walk in honor or memory of someone that they may have lost or still here in honor of domestic violence, mental health, or substance use. We also have an awesome bike parade. It's free for kids to attend. Kicked off by WTNH meteorologist Joe Fury, which is awesome. Our bike tent opens at 10 o'clock. Kids could bring their bikes, strollers, scooters, you name it, anything that has wheels, down and decorate their bike and kick off with that. It's a really great community celebration that we have here at Quarry Walk. We have touch truck, lawn games, raffles, music, live music by Morgan Skelly and the Old Crows. And something exciting that we just booked is a helicopter tour. So we're offering helicopter tours. And it will you'll go up in the air and see an aerial view of the beautiful Quarry Walk. Tom Haines and his team over there have been very generous, offering the Quarry Walk space for free. We've been there for about 8 years now, raising over $1 million for BH Care.
That's fabulous, Melissa. And the other thing that's so cool about the location, it's in Ms. Jackson's former hometown there in Oxford. And it's so easy to get to because if you're coming up or down Route 8 from 95 or 84, it's just a few minutes off of Route 8. If you're moving east to west on 84, it's probably about 10 minutes off of Route 84. Really, really easy to get to. You certainly can't miss it once you get into Oxford there. So can folks just go to the BH Care website if they want to learn more about the event, or are signups required?
Yeah, of course. We have a website dedicated to our event. It's called A Chance to Shine, ct.org. They can register ahead of time as well as come down and register in person. I forgot to mention also, we have an auction that's going on, an online auction. So that's on our website too. We have some incredible gifts were donated from all over our community that were generously donated. And we are looking to raise this year $500,000 for our programs.
That's great. So let's give you a break, Melissa, and meet Sarah. And it is Magistrano, Sarah.
Sarah,
right?
Magistro.
Good.
Pretty close, Magistro. Yeah,
gotcha. So thanks for being part of the show. A big part of the fundraising is to sustain behavioral health and network that you are working with down on the shoreline. This organization went through a couple of different mergers, which really broadened its footprint of care here in southern and central Connecticut. Tell us a little bit about the important work that you're doing today in the shoreline communities that you primarily oversee.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having us today to talk about this very important event. As you said, we will use funds raised to help support our behavioral health services, both here in the Valley and in the shoreline as well. So the services that we offer are very comprehensive. They're integrated. We treat the whole person with a person-centered approach. Here in the clinic, we offer behavioral health services, including therapy, groups, intensive outpatient programs, and medication management. We're very excited to share that we recently launched a new intensive outpatient program. It's an evening professionals IOP, intensive outpatient program, and it's for people that are working during the day, so unable to attend traditional treatment hours. And we're looking at people that may have experienced trauma, vicarious trauma, are experiencing things like depression and anxiety that are impacting their work, their family, their ability to enjoy activities and events the way that they used to. So we definitely want to put the word out there because it's something new and exciting that we're offering. There's not a lot of services for people that need to attend treatment in the evening, so we're excited to be able to expand and to offer this. Besides our clinical services, we also offer a wide range of wraparound services to support people. As I said, we're very person-centered and we want to treat the whole person, and we know that that includes all different aspects of their life. So in addition to the clinical services, we also offer case management, which can help people learn activities of daily living, skills that they may need to be successful independently in the community. We can help people see what benefits and resources they may be eligible for. And we do a lot of skill building in that program as well. We also have a vocational program where people that are working and may need support in their current employment can access this program, or it's also for people that are not working but would like to think about returning to work or would like to make a plan to return to work. And we help with resume writing, interviewing skills, actually going on interviews, supporting people through the process. And then additionally, once they get employed, we're also there to support them as well.
Okay.
We also have a social club, and we have one in our shoreline area, and then we have one in our valley area too. It's a really fun place. We actually just had art shows, which was great. We have some incredible artists that were able to display their artwork and for the community to see and to appreciate and also to purchase if they would choose. So these are really great, safe places that people in the community can access to make new friends, participate in fun groups. We have women's groups, men's mm-hmm. groups, a book club, an art group, all kinds of fun things that people can do.
All right.
In addition to all of these.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I also need to make sure that we are able to remind people about the great work of the Hope Family Justice Center and the Umbrella Center. So I was going to give you a break, Sarah, and flip it back to Melissa just for the last two or three minutes that we have. Melissa, just remind folks about the Family Justice Center as well as the Umbrella Center.
Yeah, of course. So as Sarah said, we do treat mental health and behavioral health for adults. We also support women and men that are impacted by domestic violence. All of our services for the Umbrella Center and Hope Family Justice Center are free and confidential. So the raising money for these important services will support those victims that are impacted by domestic violence. And last year, we served over 5,000 women and men that were impacted by domestic violence. We support 170 different languages. We have a crisis line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We our catchment area is about 19 towns from, the valley to the shoreline, greater New Haven area. Services that are included, we have a walk-in crisis center, 24-hour hotline that I said. We have emergency safe houses if somebody just needs some shelter, crisis intervention, individual counseling, support groups, court-based advocacy. So we do have some team members that are located in the courts to kind of guide our clients through the court system. We also do domestic violence education and prevention, which is very important. We go out in our community to organizations and schools, talk about healthy relationships. These are all free. We love to highlight this because education is prevention. So that is very, very important. Another group that we do have is called our Cherish Program. It's caring home for the elderly. Receiving insight, safety, and healing. So it is, anyone that is 60 and older that are impacted by domestic violence, we will support them.
That's great. Well, with all of these services and the tens of thousands of folks they touch, we hope that anyone listening will be motivated to support BH Care, especially through all of the fun and exciting interactions you can have at their upcoming A Chance to Shine event to benefit BH Care at Quarry Walk in Oxford on June 1st. So, Sarah, just hit us with the website for the Chance to Shine one more time, and we will see you there on June 1st.
Yeah, it's sure. It's a chance to shine ct.org.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. Folks, please come out and support our friends at BH Care as our radio stations and the award-winning For the People has been doing for going on 30 years now. They do great work in the region, and we hope you'll come out and back them up as well. Thank you guys for being on the program. Melissa Simone and Sarah Magistrano from BH Care. We will see you up in Oxford. Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.